Blog Talk Radio.
There's a direct relationship between having the businesses and being in prison. Go find an Asian, see how many Asians you can find in American prisons. They ain't going to be in there. But 51% of your prison will be black because blacks don't have any businesses and industries. There's a direct link. Blacks won't practice group economics. Blacks won't practice group politics. If you don't practice, you're setting yourself up. I told that five-story building, you're setting yourself to get wiped out. Understand the nature of race, which is economics. If you build the first floor, it's economic. Build your businesses and your industries. Control business and industry, and put that pulls in your money, and hold that money, and practice group economics with it. Arab and Asian money bounces 12 to 13 times for at least. Jewish money bounces 18 times. Black folk got to learn how to practice group economics. Black Americans spend every penny they get outside their own community. Then you take the money and the wealth that you get from that first floor and go to the second floor. The second floor is politics. You then take that money on the first floor and you control your politics. Black folk must quit allowing people to tell them to go out and vote. Vote for what? Nobody's going to do anything for black folk in politics. Politics is controlled by money. Major corporations, who got the money? That's what controls politics. If you have no money, you have no say-so, you have no benefits coming. So you take your money and you control and you take your money on the first floor, you buy every politician on the second floor. And any politician you can't buy, you rent or lease them to get what you need. Then once you get the second floor under control with the politician, with your money, then you go to the third floor. The third floor then is the police department and the court system. You take your money from the first floor and your politics on the second floor and you control the court system and the police department. Then the fourth floor then is media. You then take the money that you generate off the first floor from business and industries and you go after radio stations, TV stations, newspapers, and cable systems so that you can now inform and communicate with your own people. Right now, black folk only control less than 35 thousandths of 1% of the media in the United States. Out of 12,000 radio stations, black folk own about something like about 75 or 80. That's all. You own no cable systems. You don't have a daily newspaper. You have nothing of importance. You got about one black TV station. And you can't communicate with your people. You can't inform your people. You can't do anything. You can have Rush Limbaugh and all the rest of the guys talking about racism all day long and bad mouthing you. And O'Reilly, they can call black folk all kind of names all day long. What are you going to do? You can't respond. You can't even communicate with your own people because you don't have an economic base. 51% of all the prisons in the United States are black people. You only make up 12% of the population. That's no accident. It's because you don't control the economics and the politics. And they're going to go after the weakest people they can get their hands on to incarcerate them. That's the black folk. And what are you going to do in response to them when they over-incarcerate you? You're going to go out and have a march or demonstration. We're going to march. March for what? Who cares? Marches never changed anything.
Austin Li Jiaqi is a 27-year-old beauty advisor turned live streamer and one of the top influencers in China. He once sold 15,000 lipsticks in only 5 minutes and has a following of 42.1 million fans on Douyin. Each month, he earns over $150,000. This was made possible because of live streaming e-commerce, a rising trend in China. In addition to making stars out of streamers like Li Jiaqi, it's driving billions of sales to e-commerce platforms. So how does it work? Generally speaking, it has similarities to traditional TV shopping. Products are showcased by hosts and sold at discount prices. But with live streaming, there's added real-time interaction. This allows audiences to ask questions about products, which streamers can directly answer. Things sold by live streamers include just about anything. Things like coats, lipsticks, a Maserati, an apartment, and even a rocket launch service. So this begs the question, what makes live streaming and e-commerce a good match? Live streaming entered China in 2015 and quickly gained popularity. By June 2019, the number of live streaming users reached 433 million, making up over 50% of Chinese internet users. Initially, live streaming was mostly for entertainment and socialization. But in 2016, Alibaba launched Taobao Live, adding a live streaming feature to the e-commerce platform. The aim was to entice users to spend more time on Taobao, and the strategy worked. During Singles Day 2019, users who watched live streaming spent an average of 53 minutes on Taobao, twice as much as those who didn't.
即使是在线上交易或体验的时候，还是会无限的去追求这个体验接近于线下的。
无论是说被人服务的这种感觉，然后交互的这种速度上，还有这种信息量上，那其实直播都是更符合那个趋势的。
Taobao Live now has over 400 million cumulative users and exceeded a GMV of 28.3 billion last year. And it got another boost due to the coronavirus outbreak. Since physical stores were forced to stay closed during the pandemic, brand owners turned to live streaming to sell their products. Compared with January, the number of merchants that use Taobao Live increased by 719% in February. In fact, sales driven by the top two Taobao streamers, Via and Li Jiaqi, have already exceeded most physical stores. During Singles Day 2019, Via sold 2.7 billion yuan worth of products within 24 hours, with Li Jiaqi also selling over 1 billion. Due to their influence, top streamers hold great bargaining power over suppliers. This allows them to get products at the lowest price and helps attract more customers. Apart from full-time streamers, e-commerce live streaming also provided opportunities for farmers and small business owners. According to Kuaishou, over 19 million users have sold products on the platform by 2019, and 5 million of them are living in poor areas. In many cases, becoming a successful live streamer isn't something one can simply pick up. Most streamers are involved with MCNs, or multi-channel networks. These are talent incubators that train talent and offer assistance for growing fan base and connecting with brands. But very few of them can reach the level of Li Jiaqi and Via. The top live streamers contribute to more sales than those at the bottom. E-commerce companies are also looking toward live streaming for growth. JD.com, Pinduoduo, and Moguo are among the e-commerce companies to launch live stream features in recent years, while Kuaishou and Douyin also plan on becoming significant players in the market. On April 1st, Luo Yonghao, the charismatic founder of smartphone brand Smartisan, made his live stream debut on Douyin. He sold more than $15.5 million worth of goods in 3 hours. This partnership has marked Douyin's ambitions to challenge the incumbent leader Taobao Live. Live streaming e-commerce has also made its way outside of China. In Southeast Asia, Shopee and Alibaba-owned Lazada have also added live streaming to their platforms. So will live streaming change the e-commerce scene in China and the rest of the world? It remains to be seen, but there are some promising signs.
If you like this video, hit the like and subscribe buttons. If you're interested in learning more about China's tech scene, visit creatia.com using the link in the description below.
Okay, we got to jump off top of the day, but only if you guys bite, you're going to have to bite immediately. So we're going to conclude this show early today because we were lining up some offline stuff, activities. Every hobo sexual should build their own house. And I said hobo, that's H-O-B-O. Every hobo sexual should build their own house. A hobo sexual is a person, look at, you can look at this, it's in the dictionary now. A homosexual basically is a person that uses sex to prevent or to avoid homelessness. Once again, a hobo, H-O-B-O, a homosexual is a person that uses sex to avoid being homeless. And we got a solution for that. That every homosexual should build their own house. Maybe I should just make it more clear. Every homosexual should learn how to build their own house. Once again, I'll say it. Every homosexual should learn how to build their own house. So look, you guys got like 5-10 seconds to jump on. If there's not, we're going to conclude the show for today. So the number is 619-768-2945. That's 619-768-2945. Call in if you want to chime in on this. Every homosexual should learn how to build their own house. We can talk about homosexualism. What is a homosexual? I already told you that. House building, tiny houses, that type of thing. 619-768-2945. 2945. All right, we're not getting anybody to bite. So what we're going to do, we'll give you, what do we have here? 3 minutes. No, 3 minutes. We'll play Claude Anderson again. If nothing by the end of Claude, we're going to conclude for today. Knock off early for today, which we rarely do.
There's a direct relationship between having the businesses and being in prison. Go find an see how many Asians you can find in American prisons. You ain't going to be in there. But 51% of your prison will be black because blacks don't have any businesses and industries. There's a direct link. Blacks won't practice group economics. Blacks won't practice group politics. If you don't practice, you're setting yourself up. I told that five-story building, you're setting yourself to get wiped out. Understand the nature of race, which is economics. If you build the first floor, it's economic. Build your businesses and your industries. Control business and industry and put that pools in your money and hold that money and practice group economics with it. Arab and Asian money bounces 12 to 13 times for a lead. Jewish money bounces 18 times. Black folk got to learn how to practice group economics. Black Americans spend every penny they get outside their own community. Then you take the money and the wealth that you get from that first floor and go to the second floor. The second floor is politics. You then take that money on the first floor and you control your politics. Black folk must quit allowing people to tell them to go out and vote. Vote for what? Nobody's going to do anything for black folk in politics. Politics is controlled by money. Major corporations who got the money. That's what controls politics. If you have no money, you have no say-so, you have no benefits coming. So you take your money and you control and you take your money from the first floor, you buy every politician on the second floor. And any politician you can't buy, you rent or lease them to get what you need. Then once you get the second floor under control with the politician, with your money, then you go to the third floor. The third floor is the police department and the court system. You take your money from the first floor and your politics on the second floor and you control the court system and the police department. Then the fourth floor, then is media. You then take the money that you generate off the first floor from business and industries and you go after radio stations, TV stations, newspapers, and cable systems so that you can now inform and communicate with your own people. Right now, black folk own and control less than 35 thousandths of 1% of the media in the United States. Out of 12,000 radio stations, black folk own about 75 or 80. That's all. You own no cable systems. You don't have a daily newspaper. You have nothing of importance. You got about one black TV station. So you can't communicate with your people. You can't inform your people. You can't do anything. You can have Rush Limbaugh and all the rest of the guys talking about racism all day long and bad-mouthing you. And O'Reilly, they can call black folk all kind of names all day long. What are you going to do? You can't respond. You can't even communicate with your own people because you don't have an economic base. 51% of all the prisons in the United States are black people. Even though you only make up 12% of the population. That's no accident. It's because you don't control the economics and the politics. And they're going to go after the weakest people they can get their hands on to incarcerate. And that's the black folk. And what are you going to do in response to them when they over-incarcerate you? You're going to go out and have a march, a demonstration. We're going to march. March for what? Who cares? Marching, they never changed anything.
Okay, well, here we go. Any takers, 619-768-2945, the topic. Every homosexual should learn how to build their own house. A homosexual, you can look this up. Look it up online. You get put in homosexual, H-O-B-O, one word, homosexual. Look that up and look at what the definition is. My quick and dirty definition is a person that avoids homelessness for what he provides, he or she, is a sexual companion to avoid homelessness. That's what a homosexual is. You have men homosexuals, you have women homosexuals. Okay. But nobody's biting at this topic, at least for now. So we're going to knock off like super early than what we regularly do. So, once again, 619-768-2945. Nobody's biting at this topic today, maybe because our regulars know we take about 30 minutes of self-motivation to get going. So on that note, hey, look, everyone have a good rest of the day, great weekend.